T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Wake Up Call.
There is a human actor on Sesame Street that I find very cute, and I now stalk on Instagram.
I dropped some food down my cleavage, and when I went to fish it out, I found a live
bug. Wake Up Call Confessions.
106.5 The End, Sacramento's number one hit music station. Good morning, it's The Wake Up Call. Gavin's here, so is Katie. I'm Orphan Andrew, and it is time for Wake Up Call Confessions. Let me set the tone. Let me set the mood here.
Okay.
Dig deep.
Mm. Oh, I don't have to dig that deep.
Oh, you're going. It's you?
Yeah.
I love a good Katie confession.
We all know that I have described myself as a garbage person on this show many times. And I do want to say that
person or a person that accumulates too much garbage?
Oh, they are two different
both.
Things.
And she is both, but there's way more of a...
A garbage person is somebody that is just disgusting. I want everybody to know that when I have called myself a garbage person in the past, I was using the term loosely and in a cheeky way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I would like to now upgrade myself to actual garbage person.
Okay.
I got home from work the other day and changed into just like a nursing tank top and sweatpants. And I'm doing my thing around the house, and I'm like, there's such a weird smell in this house. So can't find the smell. The whole day goes on. The evening goes on.
Mm-hmm.
So I realize what I've been smelling are my nursing pads. And for those that don't know, you put nursing pads when you're a nursing mom, you know, to block... But you put it between your nipple and either your bra or like your tank top or whatever, so that when you just randomly start leaking milk, it doesn't get on your clothes.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
Now, I have been trying to reduce the amount of garbage my family creates.
Oh, no.
So I've been reusing my nursing pads.
Oh, my God.
And they are disposable. Orphan, they are disposable.
So you can't just, like, reuse...
You can't just wash them.
You can't throw them in the washing machine?
No. Not these kinds.
Oh, my God. I've had one go through the washing machine. It is a disaster.
Because they're cotton.
Sure. So it's like a tissue.
Well, there are these absorbent beads in it.
Oh.
And those absorbent beads expand when they get a little wet. When they get soaked, they get huge, and then they fall. Fall apart and ruin your clothes.
Oh.
It's like what's in a diaper.
So I didn't want to keep changing them out every day because that's just more trash. And stupidly, they're individually wrapped, which drives me crazy. So that's even more trash. So I was like, how much could I possibly be leaking? I don't need to change these things out every day. So what I was smelling was spoiled milk.
Oh my God.
I smelled like...
From your own body.
Yes.
From your own clothes.
Well, it wasn't my clothes that smelled. It was just the thing between my nipples and my clothes.
How long are we talking? How long had these nursing pads...
I don't want to say.
I know, but you gotta. At this point, how long have you been using the exact same two nursing pads?
I'm going to be kind to myself and say 4 days.
Oh my God! That's so much worse than I thought!
I don't know. I don't actually know.
Can I tell you a story? Okay, and this is a double Katie confession, but it falls under the umbrella of garbage person living, okay? Which is my favorite Joanna Gaines line of home decor, okay?
I'm the Magnolia Channel now.
Katie and I were leaving yesterday and getting into our cars at the exact same time. Okay. And like most people do, you get in your car and then you plug your phone in. And then while you have your phone plugged in, you're like, you know what? I haven't checked Instagram in a bit. And you get a little distracted. Well, we're sitting there in our cars, okay, not leaving anywhere. They're just idling. And I look over to Katie's car and I see her pick up a Chinese food container, okay, that she doesn't open. It's already open. Okay. And there's a fork stuck in it. And I see her not use the fork, but just kind of, she licks part of the box, and then it was, and I don't even know why, because there's a fork, just kind of shoveled, poured some in her mouth, okay? And here's the thing.
Katie.
I rolled my window down, and I go, hey! And then she rolls her window down thinking like, oh, there's something Gavin forgot work-related. Yeah. I go, I saw you eat that Chinese food. I go, we've been working since 4 a.m., so that Chinese food, at best, has been sitting in your hot car since 4, but probably since last night.
Not since last night. I wouldn't do that.